Israel, Simon Zayin, Din Levarach Birchat Asher Yatzer, the blessing of Asher Yatzer, Kol Yom Achar Talatamayim, all day after you go to the bathroom. Aleph. Kol Yom Kishota Tracha, Ben Tani Mengdolim, Mevarach Asher Yatzer, Velo Al Natilas Yadayim. All day, when you have to go to the bathroom, whether it's a number two or a number one, you bless Asher Yatzer, but you don't do Natilas Yadayim. Even if you want to daven and learn right afterwards, it doesn't matter. You don't see Netilat Yadayim. Netilat Yadayim is only metakened for shachars. There were other opinions, but that is the final halach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama points out, Ayu Yadav Meluchachot, if your hands are dirty, Sheshiv Shef Ben, Afilu Achi Enam Barach Al Netilat Yadayim. And meaning you touched an impure place when you're going to the bathroom, either the nitzotzot or either number two or number one. Either way, you still do not stand on Netilat Yadayim after you wash your hands. Okay. Mishnah Berurah he points out, even if a long time has passed, you know, and you, since you went to the bathroom, still you should say an Asher Yatzar. Now, what happens if you have to already go again, and then you realize, shoot, I forgot to say Asher Yatzer on the first time? So the Shari Tshuva's answer at the end of the day is, once you already have to go to the bathroom a second time, just go to the bathroom a second time, and you only say one bracha. So Mishmar points out also, Mishachal Davar Shachai Bracha Achrona. Let's say you realize, shoot, I have to say Brain of Hashot right after you go to the bathroom. You say Brain of Hashot first, or you say the Asher Yatzer first. You say the Asher Yatzer first because the Tadir, Mishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. And let's say you wash your hands before Mincha and Mariv, which is a good thing to do, even after you went to the bathroom. Maybe there you might have to do Netilat Yadayim. Nope, still, you wash your hands, but no bracha for Netilat Yadayim. Okay, Simon, fifth bet. Heito mayim lo shiv shef, af api shetzarech levarach asher yatzer, ein tzarech l'tol yadav, el mishim nekiyos o mishim hikra. If you went to the bathroom, but you didn't touch an impure place, either urine or feces, even though you do have to say an asher yatzer, you don't have to wash your hands. So you should definitely wash your hands, because you want to be clean, prepared to serve God. But if you don't have water for some strange reason, just wipe it on something, and you then can go on and say your Asher Yatzer. If you went to the bathroom and then you, oh shoot, I forgot to, and you got distracted, and then you went to the bathroom a second time, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, in that case, you would say two Asher Yatzers. One is a makeup for the last one, and one is for the current one. Now, in this case, both the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan point out that the Achronim, like the Gra and many others, disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. And they say we only say one Asher Yatzar. They say the Din of Tashlumin only refers to Tefillah, which is like a Korban, but not Asher Yatzar, which is the Birchat HaShevach, Birchat Hodah. And this is a good example of a case where we, Lamaisa, at least I know Ashkenazim, paskin against the Shulchan Aruch. I believe Sfaradim too also don't paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. We go like the leader, Achronim. It does happen once in a while. Okay, final Seif. Dalit, ain't shir lashed in mind. There's no shir. Any amount of going to the bathroom requires an Asher Yatzer. If you have a achat, chai b'barach, shim istabachan, enechem lo tiya tipah, hi kashelo. Imagine if you couldn't go to the bathroom, you couldn't even get anything out, it'd be terrible. So we say thank you to God for any going to the bathroom. There's no minimum shear. One more situation which comes up in the poskim. Let's say you take a diarrhea drug and you're going to have to go to the bathroom many times. You say an Asher Yatzer after every single time you take the diarrhea pill, you have to go to the bathroom, or do you just say one at the end of the whole thing? The Mishnah Berurah says there's two opinions, but the minhag is to say an Asher Yatzer after every time you go to the bathroom. However, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that that's only if, like, you don't feel it coming in just a moment. But if you can feel that in just another minute I'm going to have to go to the bathroom again, then you should just wait till the end of the whole system. It depends how seriously the diarrhea peel is. And that, I think, is halacha l'maaseh. How we go, it all goes by the leaf. Your heart knows. Is it? Okay, I hope that was a good summary of Simen Zayin, the laws of Rashi Yatzar.